The Shaw family, perhaps more than most, understood the sacrifice of war. Hugh Thomas Shaw, Tom, moved to WA from Victoria in 1897 with his parents, John and Margaret, and seven brothers. He went to Bunbury looking for work, and on his first day in town, he saw some soldiers in their red coats marching. Tom recalled a burly-looking bloke with a moustache who approached him. The moustache was Newton Moore, and he was a very persuasive recruiter. Before he knew it, Tom was marching drill with his new uniform and rifle.
That started my involvement with the army. A few years later, I enlisted with the WA Mounted Infantry, and one of my brothers, Septimus, we called him Sep, he joined too. And so Sep and myself and a couple of other lads were in the first contingent to go to the Boer War in 1899. We went down to Albany on the train, and were given rousing cheers from the locals along the way. Food too! Sir John Forrest gave a speech and wished us well. I became a sergeant in charge of General Kitchener's scouts, riding with the man himself over rough land and through enemy territory. And one day I got a glimpse of Winston Churchill just after he escaped the Boers. He later became quite the bigwig. I remember one time trying to shoot this Boer. 3 shots, 3 misses. The bloke turned out to be Jan Smuts, who later fought for the Allies in World War I and was Prime Minister of South Africa. He also helped to establish the Royal Air Force. Good job my aim was off that day. Sep had a torrid time over there. He was captured by the Boers, stripped naked and was about to be shot, when he managed to get away, dodged bullets and ran like the clappers to safety.
4 of Tom's brothers also served in South Africa. Upon their return home in 1902, they were given a grand dinner by the Freemasons, which became the talk of the town. 5 of the 8 brothers all fought, and all returned home.
Life returned to normal in Bunbury. I married, had a family, and my wife Mary became the matron of the Sailor's Rest. They were happy days. I worked as a lumper and Sep a tally clerk at the jetty. My dad was the treasurer of the Lumpers Union. Another war broke out. Well, it was in my blood and I enlisted as soon as I heard what was going on. It turned out that I was the first to volunteer in Bunbury for both the Boer War and this one. My brothers Charlie, Sep enlisted, so too Archie and his son Archie Jr. It was a grand affair when we left Bunbury Railway Station for Black Boy Hill Camp near Perth. A photo was taken of the day. I was made a sergeant and was a cook at Gallipoli, responsible for cleanliness in a place that harboured lice and dysentery. Up to that date, I had spent 17 years in the army and had seen active service for nearly 3 years. But boy, nothing could equip me for what I saw there. Trenches where you spent most of the time, and the rain made everything muddy and cold. The Turks got you from the land, and the Germans lobbed bombs from the air. I tried my best with the cooking, but I wasn't a cook. I slipped up one day when I refused to give a colonel more than his daily ration of water. He became insistent, and so I told one of my men to give it to him. Water, that is. But we gave it in a rusty container. The upshot of it, I lost my stripes and got sent down to a private. But at least I didn't have to do any more cooking.
Of those who posed for the farewell photo at Bunbury Station, 6 were killed. Tom himself was bending down when a shell killed Drummond Blythe beside him. His brother Sep was wounded, as was his nephew. Tom Shaw survived the bullets, but he couldn't avoid that other scourge of soldiers on Gallipoli. His story, and those of his family, continues in the next episode of our series.